reaped in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. You can go on in your own time and read verses 36 through 43 that will give you the interpretation to this parable. And by the help and grace of God, I want to preach to you this message in the time of harvest. In the time of harvest, and you may be seated. The Bible says, let them both grow together until the harvest. There is a time of harvest. We preach about harvest. We sing about harvest. We want to see a great harvest. This is not a speaking generically in terms of seeing souls won to the kingdom of God at different periods of time. From the beginning of the church until this day, that we continually see souls brought into the kingdom of God. But this is not the harvest that is being referred to. This is a specific harvest. A harvest, the Bible says, that comes at the end of the age. There is a time of harvest when the Lord is going to separate the wheat from the tares. We're living in a day and an age, amen, where the wheat and the tares are growing together. Both the good and the bad are in the kingdom. And the Bible says that we are to leave them alone, to not go in and try to separate. God is the only one that can separate the wheat from the tares. Amen. He knows those that belong to Him. He knows those, amen, that walk in faith, and those that have been made partakers of His righteousness. But there are imitators among the wheat. The wheat and the tares are very similar in the very beginning. If you would examine a tare and a wheat in their infancy, that there are such subtle differences between the two of them that they can scarcely be discerned. Only a very, very trained eye can determine what is real and what is not real, what is the true and what is the false. Now the Bible says that they will grow together. Not everything that claims to be a Christian is a Christian. Not every soul that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom. But Jesus said, only those that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. I believe today that we are coming very close to the time of harvest. There is a day of reckoning. There will be a time, amen, when the tares and the wheat will no longer look alike. Amen. There will come a day that there will be a gathering of the tares. The Bible says, let them grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, separation will come. Jesus, amen, said in Matthew 13 and verse 39, the enemy that sowed them, that is the tares, is the devil. But the harvest is the end of the world. Amen. Very plainly, Jesus tells us what harvest means. It is the end of this present age. And the reapers are the angels. They will gather the tares, and they will bind them in bundles to be burned, to be destroyed, that the day of vengeance of God is to come upon the world. But he said, but I want you to gather the wheat into my barn. That the Bible tells us that we are not appointed into wrath, but we are appointed into salvation. Amen. When harvest time comes, amen, those, amen, that are the children of God are going to stand out from among the rest. Amen. The true children of God, amen, are going to come to the forefront. They will not wilt. They will not waver. They will not succumb, amen, to the times, amen, that are coming upon this world. But they shall be reaped. Gather together the tares to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. In Revelation 14, if we could turn there very, very quickly, we would like to read a passage from the book regarding the things that shall come to pass. In Revelation 14, chapter 14, and verse 11, the Bible speaking of the tares, speaking of the unregenerate, speaking of those that worship the beast in his image and receive the mark in their forehead and in their hand. The Bible says, in the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image. And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Amen. If you are a born again believer, the Bible says, amen, he that is born of God overcometh the world. We're not to be overcome by sin and deception. We're not to be overcome, amen, by trials and temptation. But he that is born of God overcometh the world. Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Harvest time. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Oh, here is the patience of the saints. Oh, thank God for those, amen, who will, amen, patiently endure in trial and tribulation. Because harvest time is not when the gentle breezes blow. Harvest time is not a time of showers and blessing. Oh, no. Amen. But harvest time is a time of separation. Harvest time is a time, amen, when the hot desert winds blow from the southland. You see, the wheat harvest, amen, here is used in the parable of Jesus concerning the end of the age. Wheat harvest is a very particular time of the year. Wheat harvest is a period of time that we know as the Feast of Pentecost. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, in James 5 and 7, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Amen. What does that mean? You see, the wheat was sown in the time of rain. Amen. In the early rains, and the early rains of late September and early October, they sowed the precious wheat into the ground, and it marked the beginning of the beginning of the year, the end of one year, and the beginning of another year. Jesus began his ministry following a time of fasting and prayer. It was a time, amen, of preparation. For 3.5 years, Jesus ministered. And his ministry ended on the eve of the Passover. Amen. Jesus began his ministry, amen, at a time of fasting and prayer. We know from the study of the Scripture that fasting and prayer was engaged upon all of men from age 20 years old and upward during the time that we know as the Feast of Tabernacles. Tabernacles consisted of trumpets, a time of warning, a time of announcement, and then it was a time of atonement, a time of separation, a time of fasting, a time of prayer, amen, before they celebrated the most great feast of all the year, the most festive celebration, the Feast of Tabernacles. It was at this particular time that Jesus began his ministry. It was there, amen, that he began the sowing, amen, of the seed that would afterward become a great harvest. Amen. The very first Passover is marked in the book of John, the 2nd chapter. The first Passover that Jesus celebrated was immediately after his time in the wilderness, where he spent 40 days and 40 nights in prayer and in fasting, and he was tempted of the devil. Amen. But he came forth in strength. He came forth in the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. It was at Passover that the latter rain fell, which ended in late April and early May. And then, amen, after 3 months, came a time of drought, came a time of heat, where the heat became very intense and very oppressive. That was in the time of harvest. That was at a time known as Pentecost. Amen. Passover, amen, and then Pentecost. Amen. Tabernacles, Passover, Pentecost. Tabernacles was a time of rain. It was a time of the early rain and then the latter rain, Passover. It was at Passover, amen, that Jesus Christ offered up himself, amen, for the sin of the world. Amen. It was a time, amen, of rain. It was a time of rejoicing. It was a time of death. Amen. And then 50 days afterwards, 50 days afterward came, amen, the beginning of harvest. Amen, that we know as Pentecost. The Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come. But Pentecost did not usher in an easier path. Pentecost did not usher in a better time. But Pentecost ushered in a time of severe trial and persecution. My Bible tells me that this church was born in the fire. Amen. This church was tried and it was tested. Amen. They were stoned. They were beaten. They were in prison. But it didn't stop the church of the living God. It didn't stop evangelism. But the fire of revival spread in a time of harvest. Amen. A time, amen, when the winds did blow. And the ground was scorched. Amen. It was a time, amen, of trial and persecution. It was a time of testing. Amen. The church that was born in the fire of Pentecost, amen, is still, amen, a church that will survive, amen, the harvest. The harvest is coming. Amen, a harvest is coming. Amen, we're talking not about the harvest of fruits, but we're talking about wheat harvest. Jesus said, likened, amen, the kingdom of heaven, amen, to a wheat harvest. When the wheat and the tares grow up together. But in the time of harvest, there's going to be separation. Separation doesn't come, amen, without trial. Amen. The only way that you can test, amen, the real, amen, from the counterfeit, amen, is when it's put to the test. Amen. You don't know your own strength. You don't know your faith. You don't know, amen, your own conviction until you tried and you tested. Amen. Jesus said, amen, the wheat and the tares are going to grow up together until the harvest. Oh, hallelujah. He's not coming back, amen, for a church that's flawed. He's not coming back a church with spots upon its garments. But he said he's coming back for a church whose vision is looking up. He said, I'm coming back for a people that's looking for my appearing. He's coming back for a church that's without spot and without wrinkle. Amen, because at harvest time, at a harvest time, there will be separation. Amen. In Luke 21 and 19, Jesus said, but in your patience, possess ye your souls. Amen. If you are going, amen, to see Jesus, you must, amen, resist the temptations of sin. If you would see Jesus, you must endure, amen, hardness. You must endure tribulation and trial. For he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Living for God is not a sprint. It's not a 50-yard dash. It's not, amen, a 40-yard, amen, test to see how quickly, amen, one can turn to Jesus. Amen, but living for God, amen, is a marathon. Amen, living for God requires, amen, putting off some things. Amen, the Bible says that we're to run this race, amen, with patience. Amen, laying aside every sin and the weight that such so easily beset you. If there are things in your life that are holding you back, if there are things in your life that are holding you down, you need, amen, to put off those things because we're in a race. We're running in a race, amen, that we might see Jesus. He that endureth unto the end. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You've got to be patient. In Romans 12:12 said, rejoicing in hope. patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Hebrews 10:36 says, "For ye have need of patience." Everybody say, patience. Amen. Need of patience. That after ye have done the will of God. Amen. How many of you want to do the will of God? Amen. He said you need patience. So after that ye have done the will of God. It's not going to be enough to have done the will of God. And you've got to patiently, amen, wait upon the salvation of the Lord. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. If you are impatient. Amen. I remember a story about a man who desired patience. And he cried out to God. Now remember, this is a story, but it illustrates a point. He said, God, he said, I need patience and I need it right now. That's not how you get patience. It'd be nice if that's the way you obtain patience. But the Bible says that tribulation worketh patience. Amen. How many have known some trials in your life? How many have known some tests in your life? Amen. Some tribulation, some difficulties, some infirmities. Amen. That not everything in life is pleasant. Amen. The kingdom of God, amen, is not for those that are weak and faint-hearted, but it's for those that are strong in faith. Quit yourself like men. Amen. And rejoice. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. I'm not in this race, amen, to look like a champ. I'm not in this race, amen, just, amen, as one that exerciseth himself. But I'm in this race, amen, that I might obtain a crown of righteousness. Amen. I'm in this race to win. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm in this race, amen, to cross the finish line. I'm in this race, amen, to inherit the promises of God. So be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Because in the time of harvest, amen, the wheat are going to be separated from the tares. The winds are going to blow, but they're not the gentle breeze. They're not the cool winds that bring the rain. Amen. Harvest time, I hate to disappoint some of you, but harvest time is not going to be pleasant. The winds are not going to blow softly. The rain is not going to water the earth. Because at harvest time, the winds blow hot. At harvest time, the grain begins to ripen in the ear. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. All is not doom and gloom, but it's harvest time. In West Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Eastern Colorado, in the areas where wheat is grown, it's beautiful to look out over the golden heads of grain. I remember as a boy in my grandfather's field looking out over the wheat, and the wind began to billow and it began to wave. It was beautiful to see the golden grain. Jesus said, "Say not yet 3 months and then cometh the harvest. The fields are already white unto harvest." The harvest The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. You don't harvest wheat in the cool of the day. You don't harvest wheat in the springtime. You don't harvest wheat when the autumn rains fall. But you know when you harvest wheat? You know. How many of you know been around you harvest wheat in the heat of the summer? When the sun bears down and the winds blow hot. It's not easy labor. It's toil. Amen. It's harvest time. The wheat and the tares will grow together until the harvest. God's church is going to be separated. The Bible says there are some that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Amen. If you don't have power with God, you better pray, amen, until you're endued with power from on high. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. Amen. The true believers are going to do exploits in the time of harvest. There's going to be miracles. Oh, yeah. There's going to be great deliverance at harvest time. But it's not going to be in the cool of the day. Not going to be in the time of the soft, spattering rain. It's going to be in the time of oppressive heat. It's going to be a time. But you know what? The first church didn't do so bad. The early church, amen, didn't wilt beneath the persecution and tribulation that they endured. Amen. But they said, they that have turned the world upside down have come hither also. It's time for Christians, amen, to stand upon the word of God. Amen. It's time for the church to be the church. Amen. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. It's time for the church, amen, to quit pussyfooting around. It's time to quit going through the motions. Amen. He said, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. In my name they shall cast out devils. Amen. They shall speak with new tongues. Amen. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall not hurt them. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. Those are miracles. Those are acts of God. Those are things that are impossible for man to accomplish. But they happened. They happened. It started at Pentecost. And the church that started in the fire, amen, is going to be a church that's baptized by fire. It's going to be a church, amen, that is purged. A church that is refined as gold is refined. Amen. The dross is going to be removed from the silver. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. No more counterfeit. No more fake. Amen. Amen. If it's not of God, amen, it will be revealed that it's not of God. Amen. The sons of Sceva thought that they would preach and they would teach, and that they would exercise themselves in the things of the apostles. They said, in the name of Jesus Christ that Paul preached, come out of him. And the devil, amen, in that man, it tore them and ripped their clothes off of them. And it said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? I think it's time, amen, for us to find our identity? Are we really the church of the living God? Are we really the people that He chose? Jesus said, "These things and even greater shall you do because I go to my Father." In the time of harvest. Amen. In the time of harvest, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. I believe the end of the age is coming upon us. Amen. It's not going to be a time, amen, of rejoicing for those that are left behind, but it's going to be a time of rejoicing for those that are ready to meet the Lord. Amen. He's going to take us out of this world and rain fire and brimstone upon those that have failed to acknowledge Him as their Lord and Savior. I want to be ready to go. Amen. It's harvest time, church. Would you stand? Amen. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Amen. And let's pray that God of the harvest would send laborers into the field. Let's pray that the church will be the church. Amen. That we will arise to the occasion. And we will have faith. Hallelujah. Amen. When He comes again, because He's coming back. And when He comes back to gather us out, He's coming with fiery indignation. He's coming in clouds, amen, of glory. But He's coming back, amen, not only to take us out, but He's coming in fiery judgment, amen, and wrath to be poured out upon a world of ungodliness. He's coming. He's coming again. It's almost harvest time. Amen. The golden grain, amen, is waving today. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to see Jesus? Are you ready, amen, to crown Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords? It's almost harvest time. Hallelujah. I would that you would come, those that would come. Would you gather around the altar here today? Amen. Gather and pray one for another. Let's pray, amen, that the harvest would be great. Let's pray, amen, that the Lord would reap those that are prepared to meet Him. It's almost harvest time. Harvest time is come. Praise the Lord.
Calms the sea as the fall sadly cries. My house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? Seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in push away from the table, look out through the window pane, just beyond this house of plenty, there lies a field of golden grain, and it's ripe unto harvest. But the reapers, where are they? In the house, oh, can the children hear the Father sadly say, pushed away from the table. Look out through the window pane, just beyond this house of plenty lies a field of golden grain, and it's ripe unto harvest. But the reapers, where are they? In the house, oh, can't the children hear the father sadly say, my house is full, but my fields are empty, and who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. Look out through the window pane, just beyond this house of plenty, as a field of golden grain, and it's ripe unto harvest. But the reapers, where are they? In the house, oh, can't the children hear the family say, who will go and work for me today? Seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No.